Barhead, Barhead and District Family Support Services, FCSS, is still investigating how to keep the Thrive program up and running. The Thrive program is a family violence and relationship abuse prevention initiative operated run by Barhead FCSS as part of its community programming. For the last several months, FCSS has been running the program using bridge funding from the town of Barhead and Barhead Elks Club in the hopes their application for a Public Health Agency of Canada, PHAC, grant would be successful. Had that additional funding not been provided, the program would have ended on January 1, 2022. Healthy Futures Healthy Families applied for the three Thrive Family Violence Prevention Programs in the region, including Barhead, Athabasca and Westlock. Formed in 2010, Healthy Families Healthy Futures, HFHF, is a not-for-profit society offering several services to strengthen families in Westlock and Athabasca. HFHF also runs programs in Lac La Biche, Swan Hills, Fort Assiniboine, Smoky Lake, Thorholt and Whitecourt as well as their surrounding areas. It is also an arm of the Community Action for Healthy Relationships, CAHR, network. CAHR is a community partnership of individuals, agencies and organizations that focus on providing outreach services to women, men and children affected by abuse. FCSS Executive Director Karen Garapi said they did not get the grant and currently the program is continuing in a muted fashion. How Thrive may continue, is something we are still looking into, Garapi said. She added that presently they are splitting the Thrive work between several FCSS staff members until they come up with a more permanent solution. We are doing some referrals, advocacy and education, but we are missing a component, Garapi said, adding they cannot continue this way indefinitely. Unfortunately, FCSS staff has had a limited amount of time in the last month due to having to move into temporary offices after asbestos was found in their building. However, now that they are back in their offices, she said they will be devoting more time to Thrive. We are trying to come up with a plan going forward, Garapi said. It might mean working with our regional women's shelters and looking at ways we can collaborate. At this point, we are not sure, but it is an important program and we are going to do everything we can to ensure it keeps going. Barry Curtin, townandcountrytoday.com.